That, of course, is the Cars. Right up there with Aerosmith is one of Boston's most significant contributions to popular music. The core of the band formed in 1973 when co-lead singers Rick Ocasek and Benjamin Orr met keyboardist Greg Hawkes, a student at the Berklee College of Music. Their big break came in 1977 when WBCN started playing this demo of Just What I Needed. The local hit scored the band a national record deal. Their combination of hard rock guitars and cheesy synthesizers bridged the 70s and the 80s and helped define new wave in America. Which is why it might feel a little odd to hear a song like You Might Think played this way. That rendition is by Western Mass singer-songwriter Chris Delmhorst. Regular draw at Club Passim in Cambridge, Delmhorst is kind of a folky, country, Americana-type singer, but like many children of the 70s and 80s, she's also a huge Cars fan. Her new album, Cars, is an 11-track tribute to the band, reimagines most of the band's biggest hits and a few lesser-known cuts as well. Chris Delmhorst, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks for making the trip from Shelburne Falls?
Yeah, Buckland, actually.
Buckland.
That's no one knows what that is.
You braved the rain. Yeah. So on the CD jacket, you thank all the people who helped you make the record, as is customary. But at the end, you write, thanks to the Cars for the summer of 1984. tell us about that summer.
So corny. Well, that summer, I was 13. I was living in Brooklyn, where I grew up. And listening to everything I could get my hands on and spending a lot of time sort of lurking the aisles of Tower Records and reading and rereading Rolling Stone. And so I had just bought the Heartbeat City album, which came out in 1984, and that was the first Cars album that I actually owned, and I spent the whole summer listening to it over and over on my little boombox, on my little Walkman, burning it for all my friends till it actually died, and I had to go buy it again because I shredded it was cassette, of course.
Well, that's the one with Drive, and what's the other big hit on that
one? Well, You Might Think, the one you just played, and Magic, the other one you played. There's a lot of big hits on that one.
Right.
And it was also their first big... it was what a lot of music snobs consider their sellout album because it was the big 80s production. Mutt Lange produced it, and it was kind of the first big budget moment for them. And
Mutt Lange, who did Def Leppard and...
The very same. Yeah.
Let's listen to your rendition of that, the biggest hit from that record. I think their biggest hit ever, which is Drive. Here it is. So beautiful.
It's a great song.
It's a great song, and it's a wonderful arrangement. And the thing that really strikes me about it is that that arrangement basically preserves the original arrangement almost note for note, but the difference is that it's with acoustic instruments. And were you trying to kind of de-80sify these songs?
And yeah, pretty much. I mean, this project started as just an idea that wouldn't leave me alone. Of singing these songs because the songs are so great and as you were just noticing, the arrangements are really amazing. The way that they piece together all these different vocal parts and all these different instrumental parts, and all of them are hooky and sort of perfect, and then they fit together into this amazing machine. And so, but then there's, especially the ones from Heartbeat City are so, are just so inescapably 80s in their production. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard sometimes to hear past that. So it started as really curiosity about how the songs would sound if just kind of people sang them regular and regular instruments played them without all the bells and whistles and synthesizers coming out.
Well, it's also in the way that they're sung. I mean, Rick Ocasek and to a lesser extent Benjamin Orr mm-hmm. kind of sang with this very affected kind of new wave mm-hmm. sort of silly voice, which I think is kind of, it's sort of the punk rock aesthetic. It kind of allowed for some emotional remove from the material.
Yeah, it's very ironic.
Yeah, it's very ironic. Whereas you sing in a very sincere way.
Yeah. Yeah, that sort of was the idea, was if we did everything exactly the same, but we did it on organic instruments and me singing instead of Rick Ocasek, that it would automatically be this entirely different creature. And so mostly that's what we did with the songs. A few of them we were a little more liberal with in terms of changing the vibe, but most of them we pretty much were faithful to the arrangements. And so that meant I had to take them apart and learn what they were. So I learned a lot. It was like going to school.
Well, you've brought your guitar with you.
I have.
And I understand that you're gonna try one of these for us?
Sure.
Okay, which one is this?
Lay a little bit on you. Of Magic, the aforementioned Magic, which was a huge rock hit for them, and so we decided to turn it into an entirely different thing. It's sort of a little music boxy lullaby on our version.
Okay, Chris Delmhurst playing Magic by the Cars.
Summer turns me upside down. Summer, 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 it's like a merry-go-round. I see you under the midnight, all shackles and bows. High shoes with the cleats clicking, temperamental glow. Oh, will you let me know? Gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you tonight. Gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you. That's right, it's magic. Uh-oh, it's magic when I'm with you. Ooh, it's magic. Oh, it's magic. You know it's true, I gotta hold on you.
Yay. Chris Delmhurst, her new cover CD of The Cars is called, quite creatively, Cars.
Mm, yes, clever, that.
It's nice, but, people who've seen you play around town know that when you play, you just exude joy visually when you sing. But I feel like it was extra special this time, just now watching you play. Does playing this music kind of touch something that's deep in you that's like 13 years old?
Yeah, it just makes me happy. You know, it's so uncomplicated. I mean, the music is complicated, but the way I feel about these songs is so, they just make me happy, you know. And when it's songs that I've written, it's infinitely more complicated. So I've never had more fun making an album than this one. It was just a joyful experience right from the top. And I can still listen to it, and it still makes me happy, which is also special.
Well, here's another fun thing about it, which is that Greg Hawkes, keyboardist from The Cars, played on the record.
I know, right?
And he didn't play keyboards.
Right. He played ukulele.
He played his uke.
In keeping with the theme of the project.
He actually played a song of The Cars on uke on Radio Boston, this program,
cool.
Like 3 years ago.
Oh,
and
we
drug that video out, and it's on our website right
Excellent.
Now, radioboston.org,
if
people want to see that.
That.
I have to ask you, though, I mean, you know, what did he think? What did he think about the arrangements that you did of his band's songs?
Yeah.
Because to a great extent, what you were doing is obviating his cheesy keyboard lines.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's paying total respect to them, because the lines are amazing and the writing is amazing. But then we were, you know, I didn't know him before this, and so I was a little bit anxious before I called him, because I had no idea. I mean, it's really impossible to put yourself in those shoes of someone who's been through that experience of being in this just massive hit band for so long. And, you know, I could not imagine what his perspective on this was going to be. So I just kind of took a deep breath and called him. We have some mutual friends, and I got connected through them.
And it worked.
And he came in, and I really think, unless he's a great actor, I think he really loved it, and he played on a lot of songs. He was just lovely the whole time.
We'll go out on one more. Let's go out on, what are we going to do? We're going to do Just What I Needed.
Right.
Chris Delmarest, your new Cars tribute record is called Cars. There's more information at RadioBoston.org.
Awesome.
Beautiful performance. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much for having me, Adam.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, Alpine yodeling, Inuit throat singing, Eastern European belting.
All at the same time. It works when it's done by Berkshire-based vocal ensemble Room Full of Teeth.
This project is finding out how polyglot can one group of singers get.
That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WVUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.